Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the social-emotional counselor for the middle school here at Oaks Christian, and as always, joined by Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal.
Glad to be here.
So glad to be
we
here.
We have some special guests today.
Extra glad to be here because we are long overdue to have students back on the podcast, and it feels right.
Feels right.
So before we jump into a really special conversation today, we're going to share a few announcements with you. The first one is that Welcome to the Pride is coming up on March 20th. We're in the middle of admission season, which is really exciting, thinking about all the new students that are going to be joining our community. So we are going to be welcoming them the evening of March 20th, and our leadership students will be involved that evening. So if you have a leadership student, make sure that you're following all the information about that fun evening to come. The second thing is we are into our first week or so of 40 days of prayer. It has been an incredibly special time for our community so far. And parents, we have loved inviting you into this process this year. That's been new for us, and we've gotten really awesome feedback about that. So if you aren't following along, make sure that through the WhatsApp, you are seeing the devotionals for the day. We would love for you to be a part of this special movement happening in our community. That being said, Miss Cuckoo is going to spend a little bit of time here interviewing some really special students on their experience so far with 40 Days of Prayer.
Yeah, so like Mrs. A said, we're doing 40 Days of Prayer. This is the second year that we've done 40 Days of Prayer. The first year we did 20 days, and we just keep adding days. So far, we're about, 6 or 7 days in?
Yeah.
And we asked our students to write down on some cards, like what they thought they might want to add to their life or what they want to take away. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to hear from you guys. What were some of the things that you feel comfortable sharing that you're going to take away and add?
I'm trying to take away like profanity from my, daily vocabulary.
Good. Just, working on some language.
Yeah.
Good. How's that been going so far?
It's hard. Because I kind of got used to it by now.
Yep.
But it's going pretty well.
Good. How about you?
I'm trying to cut back on back talk to my mother because I tend to disagree with her a lot, but I don't really want to be rude to her, but I tend to be rude a lot, so I'm trying to cut back on that.
All right. Back talk. I like that you took that away.
So honest.
I'm trying to take away, when I get into an argument with somebody, just going back and forth. So kind of back talk, and I'm trying to find more peaceful solutions instead of just being loud and rude, kind of.
Wow, that's really good.
I'm
grateful that you guys were willing to share some of those things. Now I have a couple questions about those things. So you talked about what you wanted to take away, things that you're like, this is not adding to my life. So what have been some steps you've taken besides just willpower? I'm just not going to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. What are some steps you've been taking so that this becomes a part of who you are and not something you have to try to do anymore? Profanity doesn't flow from me, or I'm not rude. That just doesn't flow anymore. What are some things that you think?
I've asked my friends to take accountability for me. So if I, swear, cuss in front of them, they're stop doing that. You're not supposed to do that. I also pray a lot about it.
Okay.
So I can get some more help from God about that.
Good. Those are awesome.
Incredible.
I have been trying to cut back more. It's a bit difficult since I've been doing it a lot lately. And to cut back on that, I've been trying to find the positive of what I'm doing, because I usually get mad when I'm doing something I don't really want to do, and my mom's making me go do it. So I try to think about the good things, swim. It when you're thinking about going, you're I don't want to get wet, I don't want to go do it. But I try to think oh, I get to go see my coach, and my coach is really nice.
Awesome.
And I get to go see my friends. So that's some stuff that I'm trying to do.
Okay.
It's not working that well, but we'll try.
Work in progress.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm really trying to take deep breaths and just walk away, and using the coping skills that we've been taught, so then we don't get over dramatic.
Shout out to character counts in sixth grade.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow. We've got some having some accountability within our community. Mm-hmm. That's always helpful. Mm-hmm. So I'm really proud of you for being able to share with your peers, like, hey, this is what I want to take away and call me out. You know, that's really good. And then thinking about positive things, just changing your mindset about your interactions with mom. That's really good. And it's clear that you're taking lessons from school and implementing them. That doesn't make it easy,
but worth it. I also am so inspired too. And I can imagine that when your peers are holding you accountable, that they're also inspired by your choices. So it's like a ripple effect, right? You making that decision is having a positive impact. I'm curious, what are you all excited about when we think about 40 Days of Prayer? What excites you about this process?
Well, I'm kind of excited to like grow in my faith with God, just like through daily things and make it easier to grow in my faith with him, and also make it like stronger and just overall like a better relationship.
Yeah. A focus time. Yeah. It's special.
I have like some doubts. So I like to pray about my doubts, but then I also think about like all the things that have gone well and all the things that I think I need to pray about. Like sometimes my friends are having a hard day or a hard time. Like my friend's pet is not doing too well, so I feel bad for her. So I try to just think about like all the things I need help with during 40 days of prayer, and I pray about that.
Nice.
It's awesome.
I've been trying to, well, just like be more, get like better in my relationship with God and try to like be more like kind to others and be able to encourage others to like follow him.
These are all amazing. I feel like life moves so fast that having 40 days to really focus in on our relationship with God is just a really special thing that we get to do here.
Yeah, it's been really important. And I think that some of the things that led us to this space, because we did, this is the first, no, second year we've done first five, right?
Yes.
Second year. So, you know, we were very intentional as a school about, listen, I'm not going to say every day because it doesn't happen every day, but most days we're going to start our day with scripture and prayer in the classroom. And two of our students, our seventh and our eighth grader, they've seen this first five 2 years in a row. And then our sixth grader, of course, this is their first year seeing it. So how do you guys think first five has worked as far as like having scripture, having prayer time and advisory? How do you guys feel about it? Do you think that it changes anything, or it's just something we do at school?
I feel like it made it easier to get into like your first class of the day. And it's great to have scripture like in the beginning of the day, so you can kind of focus your mind on God throughout the day.
Okay.
Yeah, I also actually agree with that, because like when you're first going to school, you're like, oh, I got to go learn. But getting into first five, it helps you like create the mindset like, all right, we're here. You gotta wake up. And then like the scripture and all the things, it helps your mind kind of like turn on, and you're like, because they ask questions too about the scripture and it makes you think like, okay, this is what I like need to work on. This is what I need to pray about. I don't need to, once I've prayed about it, I don't need to think about it over the day. I can focus on my schoolwork.
Love that.
I think that something, like, I think it helps, like, lift other people's mind off of, like, other things at, like, home or school or something, like, bad that's happening. And I feel like it really, like, helps people feel more calm and better about the day.
It's really good to hear you guys say that, because that's what we wanted. We were like, we're going to set the tone of the day with God's word. And then we are going to present our requests to God through prayer. We're going to ask each other questions, and hopefully that will set the tone for the day. And it sounds like that's happening in first five. So we're excited about that.
Solid start. We're really proud of you guys. That's an amazing way to kick off 40 days of prayer. As we move into our call to action and our verse of the week, I think what's so special about Oaks Christian is that we as faculty and staff do things alongside of students.
Absolutely.
So when I went into Miss Cuckoo's office this week and we were talking about the podcast, she was very excited to tell me about her Bible reading in the book of John. Very genuinely excited that one of the things she's been adding is intentionally taking time to read scripture. And it made me excited and I was inspired because of what she was learning and how she was telling me about it. So our call to action and verse of the week this week, I'm going to ask Miss Cuckoo to finish out the pod.
Yeah, so I've been reading the book of John and I'm really pumped about the book of John. And, you know, when this year started, I was like, you know what? I read so many books. I love reading, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, the one book that I'm not reading is the Bible. I'm reading books that talk about the Bible. I'm reading books that refer mm-hmm. to the Bible. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't spending that much time in the Bible. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start with John. Why am I going to start with John in this season? I was like, because I feel like Jesus says the most things there. So I want to hear directly from him. So we're going to start in John.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been reading, you know, for like, I don't know, like 4, 5, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm on like chapter 13. Like you would think I would be further along, but I'm not. So one chapter that I've been reading is I've been reading chapter 9 over and over again. Mm-hmm. And in chapter 9, there's a blind man. And the title of chapter 9 is The Man Who Was Blind from Birth that Jesus Heals. And it's like really clear they want us to know that from birth, this man had no sight. Right? And Jesus heals this man. Right? He heals him. And what's interesting in the story is there is a group of men who are religious leaders and they're well-studied men. They're called Pharisees, right? And they know the word of God really well. And they get word about this blind man who was healed by Jesus. And if you've read the Gospels, you know Jesus is challenging some of the things that they believe. But in reality, what he's really doing is those prophecies are coming to fruition and they fail to see it. They don't want to see it. They know the scriptures. They know the law, but they are so focused on, oh, Jesus healed this man on the Sabbath. We're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. Why would he do that? They're asking this man who's been blind his whole life. They're not like, oh, so great that you can see. They're like, go find his parents. Is this your son who's been blind? They're so busy trying to figure out the nuance behind how this could be possible instead of celebrating with this man and recognizing that they're in the presence of Christ. So this verse that picks up that I kind of wanted to share with you guys is John 9, 35 through 41. And at this point, the blind man has been telling the Pharisees, like, Jesus did this. All I know is I was blind and I couldn't see. And now I can see. Like, I don't know where he is, but I'm healed. Right. So they say, Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? So Jesus finds the blind man who had been thrown out of the synagogue. And he asked him, do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is it, sir? Because remember, he couldn't see Jesus, the man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, you have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. It was that simple for him. And he worshiped him. Jesus said, for judgment, I have come into the world so that the blind will see and those who see will become blind. Jesus said, if you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, you're guilty, your guilt remains. Now, what I thought was interesting about that was in that Jesus is saying the Pharisees, they have all the knowledge. Mm-hmm. They've got the law. They've got the word. They've got all of it. But yet they are blind to the Son of Man. This blind man who now sees just from that one sign has the faith that, yes, oh, you're the Son of Man, I believe. Now, in this story, what I believe that was a big takeaway for me is that at Oaks Christian, we are those studied people. We are the people who know the Word of God. We are the people who are constantly studying. We are the people who have a culture play with book, with value sets and behaviors and outcomes, right? And sometimes Jesus doesn't do things the way we think he should. And our call to action is to make sure that we don't miss Jesus. Don't miss him when he's in plain sight. So, great pod.
Incredible pod.
Love it.
I'm feeling inspired.
Can't wait for the
ready to go.
However many more days of 40 days of prayer we have.
Yes.
So glad that parents have been joining us on the WhatsApp.
Yes. Keep up with us. We love doing this together.
Yeah. Thank you, students, for coming on, taking your time. And until next time, we're in the middle with you.